It all started a few years ago as jam sessions in the back of the Just a Jar print shop in Marietta, Ohio. But from those humble beginnings, Oyo has grown into a rollicking, rootsy band of six talented musicians, and they're ready for the next monumental step, the release of their first album on February 8th. But before that, you can get a little taste of the new album online this weekend. More about that in a bit. Cole Adair, one of the founding members, explains how things got started.
Joe and I played together 10 years ago. We just grew cooler and cooler as people joined us, our sound of two to make a sound of six. We just kept showing up for, you know, just for a jam every first Friday or whenever it was. And the next thing you know, we had to come up with names.
One of their first gigs was for the Rotary Club for a free lobster dinner, so naturally they became the Free Lobster Boys. Later on, it was the Musky Buckets. They eventually settled on the name Oyo, an Iroquois term meaning Great River, and widely accepted as the source for the name of the Ohio River that snakes its way along the Ohio-West Virginia border. Oyo is Cole Adair on guitar, Aaron Martin on fiddle and mandolin, Michael Bond on guitar, keys, harmonica, and spoons, Bobby Rosenstock on banjo, Joe Rickabosch on drums and washboard, and Drew Tanner on bass. Folks in Pocahontas will certainly recognize that last name. Drew Tanner was a fixture in the county for many years, working for both Allegheny Mountain Radio and the Pocahontas Times, as well as many other endeavors. He joined Oyo about 4 years ago after moving to Ohio.
Yeah, I was the last one to join. And yeah, these guys were already starting to really coalesce. Bobby was like, hey, we need a bass player. I was like, well, I don't play bass, but I've played guitar, and I used to sing bass a lot, so I know how bass lines are constructed. So these guys were very patient in terms of welcoming myself and I'm sure other musicians into the fold.
It was 1880 out in New Mexico, and I went to work on a new railroad. Days were hot on that white desert sand. Time moves so slow like the old Rio Grande.
Michael Bond says they prefer to let others define their sound that has influences of indie rock, old time, and folk.
We're all coming from different angles on this thing, but I think there's a shared love of roots music, especially a certain sort of place between outlaw country and 60s roots like the band or the Byrds. If you call it Americana or Appalachian or whatever else, I think we'll be happy with it.
One factor contributing to their singular sound is that everyone is singing around a single microphone. Adair says that's by design.
I think that's the sound that we're kind of going for, you know, a little bit more involved, a little more engaged. And, you know, we've played mostly standing around in a circle or, you know, not necessarily performing on a stage, but just trying to listen to everyone's instruments and trying to, you know, fit in where there's space or trying to compliment somebody. So it seemed like a natural fit.
Tanner says it also allows a more natural flow of the performers as they take turns on vocal and instrumental leads and cuts down on the amount of equipment they have to transport. With the upcoming release of their first album, the band is also looking forward to performing in other venues like those along the Mountain Music Trail, including the Pocahontas Opera House and the Purple Fiddle in Davis. For now, Tanner says you can get a taste of Oyo by tuning in for a special release party this weekend.
Yes, our friends at WOUB up in Athens, Ohio, they are actually doing a premiere of the album, so you'll be able to catch it on WOUB.org starting February 4th over that weekend. And then the full release happens that Tuesday and will be available across all streaming platforms and on our website, oyothetheband.com.
Again, their website is oyothetheband.com. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.